covered with white feathers and flowers. At such times the children were delighted, and Judith used to hear the three in the next flat calling out to each other, "That's my lady! That's my lady! That one's mine!" Judith was not like the children in the other flats. She was a frail, curious creature, with silent ways and a soft voice and eyes. She liked to play by herself in a corner of the room and to talk to herself as she played. No one knew what she talked about, and in fact no one inquired. Her mother was always too busy. When she was not making men's coats by the score at the whizzing sewing machine, she was hurriedly preparing a meal which was always in danger of being late. There was the breakfast, which might not be ready in time for her husband to reach his shop when the whistle blew. There was the supper, which might not be made in time to be waiting for him when he returned in the evening. The midday meal was a trifling matter, needing no special preparation. One ate anything one could find left from supper or breakfast. Judith's relation to her father and mother was not a very intimate one. They were too hard-worked to have time for domestic intimacies, and a feature of their acquaintance was that though neither of them was sufficiently articulate to have found expression for the fact, the young man and woman felt the child vaguely remote. Their affection for her was tinged with something indefinitely like reverence. She had been a lovely baby, with a peculiar magnolia whiteness of skin and very large, sweetly smiling eyes of dark blue, fringed with quite black lashes. She had quite exquisite, pointed fingers and slender feet, and though Mr. and Mrs. Foster were, perhaps fortunately, unaware of it, she had been not at all the baby one would have expected to come to life in a corner of the hive of a workman's flat, a few feet from the elevated railroad. "Seems sometimes as if somehow she couldn't be mine," Mrs. Foster said at times. "She ain't like me, and she ain't like Jem Foster. Lord knows, she ain't like none of either of our families I've ever heard of, "'ceptin' it might be her Aunt Hester. "'But she died long before I was born. "'I've only heard Mother tell about her. "'She was an awful pretty girl. "'Mother said she had that kind of lily-white complexion "'and long, slender fingers that was so supple "'she could curl 'em back like they was double-jointed. "'Her eyes was big and had eyelashes that stood out round them, "'but they was brown.'